your show if you dial in and take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. And we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. To your phone calls we go. Tom, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah. As you know, I've been I told you about the 1933 gold confiscation, which is kind of scary, but that whatever your issue happens to be, I have something that may update the situation here. I went down to the Nashua Public Library, where they've got the news coverage of these kinds of things, and the Nashua Telegraph is on microfilm back there, and unlike the last time I was there, you know, like if you find something interesting on a news clip on microfilm, you could plunk a quarter in there and print up this paper copy that kind of resembles what you look at the screen.
Sure.
Now, they've got the microfilm readers wired up kind of like a scanner, so that it's wired up to a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can make a digital file, an image of what you see on the microfilm reader, and then you can save that to the CD and take the CD home. And now you've got these pictures, with instead of going through another generation of, you know, a poor quality print and then scan that on your scanner.
So hooray this for is technology.
Yeah, it's a major step forward because I'm sure a lot of people live in cities that have recently acquired such technology, and whether it's the confiscation or the war between the states or the internment of U.S. citizens of Japanese ancestry or whatever the story is, you know, I mean, you can document it a lot better and put it on the Internet a lot easier now.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, so you're talking about the generation effect, where if you've got microfilm and it goes out to a printer, you're losing a generation, and then if you take that paper and scan it in, you lose another generation there.
Yeah, it's a lot clearer what I've got in my hand here than it would have been if I had printed it out the other way. And the other thing is about the use of word power. I've mentioned to you that to deter is good and to intimidate is bad, even though they mean the same thing. Okay? You had these people saving up their money, and that's a wise thing. That's prudence, and prudence, of course, is a virtue.
Yeah,
and,
well, especially when money has real value, it makes sense to save it.
Yeah, well, what they were doing, see, they weren't saving. They were hoarding gold.
Hoarding
is bad, just like a compound is bad. Down there in Texas, compounds are bad. Well, these people weren't saving, which would be prudent. They were hoarding gold. Let me give you, can I give you a couple of good ones from this article here?
This is an article from the 1930s about the gold seizure.
Yeah, that's right. The president's order requiring the turning in of hoarded gold at the and at the same time providing that gold shall be available for all proper purposes is an expected step. I mean, as if hoarding is an improper purpose, but is an expected step in the process of regularizing our monetary position and furnishing adequate banking and currency facilities for all customary needs. Gold held in private hoards, he said, serves no useful purpose under present circumstances. When added to the stock of the Federal Reserve Bank, it serves as a basis for currency and credit.
Yes, of course.
We want that money.
Yeah, and we all know that the Federal Reserve had been providing so much currency and credit that the gold became relatively very, very valuable, and the money that they were putting out was worthless. That's why people were holding their gold.
Well, here's the other thing, of course. Then they devalued the U.S. dollars that they paid these people for their gold. And if you know that the dollar is going to be devalued, then, of course, the crooks in Washington, the select few that knew about it, could, of course, exchange their U.S. dollars for something else, wait for the devaluation. They could borrow up money from a bank and exchange it for something else, wait for the dollar to get devalued, then pay back the loan, and the books of the bank still balance perfectly.
How long has it been that the media has just been salivating all over the state? I mean, they certainly do it now, and it sounds like they did it back then based on the excerpt you read. How long has this been going on where the media does nothing but essentially repeat a press release from whatever state bureaucracy sends it out, and
it's
then
so
you know
true.
Proceeds to pump it up as much as possible.
Well, the what surprises me though is that it's like we're talking a completely different language from the collectivists and the statists when they say, like, we've been fighting a war in Iraq. And I say, no, I have not been fighting a war in Iraq.
Yeah,
or,
right.
The people support that. No, I do not support that. I'm one of the people. Oh,
right.
Well, the over, then you ha- they to say things correctly is like a completely different language from what. And I've even caught you people on the how long
it
have
happens.
We been fighting a war in Iraq.
I know,
so we're still
guilty of messing up from time to time, but I'm doing better at keeping Mark on his toes
at least
with the
trying.
Whole collectivist speak.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, but because that's so important. I'm going to have to remind myself to do that, too, anytime I'm on the air.
Try to catch myself.
Yes,
I say we or us.
Just like
or,
proper grammar, you know, using a subject pronoun rather than object pronoun. And I think part of the problem for the pop journalists out there is that, A, they don't have a very deep knowledge base. They go into this not having been educated very well in government schools. They've been indoctrinated and so on. But also, I don't know that they're that interested in some of these things on which they're reporting or
they've been
turnaround. Assigned
to the, right. They want to catch a politician with their pants down.
Yeah, they want to get
they don't
this...
really care about, you know, what they're doing to our country and freedom and things like that. They just care whether or not they're, hookers or whatever.
Also, if you get the big name politician, that they tend to think, for example, here in New Hampshire, we have one network affiliate television station, WMUR. And on my station, we're affiliated with them on the news side of it. So I'm not super critical of them that much.
No,
and I might
not.
Mention some things. I'll say, well, you know, you might not see this on the news, but I won't specifically target them that much because
the
management will be upset.
Yeah.
They will do reports. And if they can get an interview with the governor, it's a big deal. So I'll say, look, I don't care if I get the governor on my stinking show.
Right.
I don't care if he doesn't
What's
like
he
my
say?
Show. I don't give a flying squat. You know, it doesn't matter. But for them, they're like, coming Sunday, a special one-on-one interview with the governor.
Yep.
And, you know, it's this build-up iconic stuff. Yeah.
Right.
So, and the other thing about it is it's just easier to take those press releases and
Can
take
I point
the stuff.
Something out?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. You got a million couch potatoes with their thumb on the remote. There's football, pro wrestling, and cartoons and soap operas on the other channels.
Mm-hmm.
A congressman got caught with a prostitute. Ooh, let me watch this. A congressman is discussing the discrepancy between the plain language of the United States Constitution and the judicial misinterpretations.
I could
say what?
C-SPAN.
So that's
back
why
to football, cheerleaders.
They go to where the money is.
Yep. And that's why you shouldn't create government, because unfortunately, I hate to say this, but in
no
mass
watches.
Mediums... You're going for the lowest common denominator. You can differentiate and have lots of really specific things like Home and Garden or History Channel or whatever, and people will turn to those. And if you have a very low budget, you can still do very well. But for mass media, you're going to go with dumb stuff. You're going to go with what gets people's hormones going. You're going to go with what's easy to watch. A beautiful woman doing the weather, no problem. A
it
guy talking
for,
about financial policies, different.
They have that, you know, by the way. And thank you for the call, Tom. We appreciate it.
Yep.
They actually have that on the Hispanic channels. They've got
22-year-old
hotties
doing
the weather in bare, you know, midriff-bearing short shorts.
Yeah, it's amazing. But this is the thing that strikes me is... Is,
who doesn't like that?
I think that's another reason for us to, you know, if I ever could establish, you know, my ideal non-government society, we wouldn't have a government because government tends to attract media to it. It's a very easy, incestuous relationship,
mm-hmm.
and then people get suckered into these easy stories.
Well, you've experienced it with your show, doing a show based in the capital of New Hampshire, Concord.
Yeah, yeah.
And so obviously they're going to report on the political goings-on.
Yeah.
And it's the attitude is that, well, you have to treat the politicians nice so they'll come back.
Yeah, you have to have a relationship. You know, that's a great point, but even a better point. Washington, D.C., doing a report with this woman. She's showing me the ropes on an internship. We go to do this thing on crack baby legislation. Dick Hart wants money to keep parents off of cocaine, woman off cocaine. I was like, so we go back and do the report now. She's like, absolutely. I was like, aren't you going to get somebody from the other side? She goes, oh, well, no. I mean, we're reporting to his constituents. This is, wow. Like,
sure. 1-800-259-9231. So laziness is a factor as well. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages, created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to edit it. You can change pretty much anything there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com, most orders delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and you'll save on shipping. That's justplainjoe.com. 1-800-259-9231.com.
It's excellent coffee. I give it my highest recommendation.
1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here with the phone calls. We go to Elias in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Are you up to hearing about corrupt city government?
Sure.
Do tell, sir.
Pardon?
Do tell. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to tell? Okay. I'm in Michigan, and I've mentioned the name of the city. How's that? The city is called St. Clair Shores.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the shores of Lake St. Clair. What happened to us is it was a crime. They committed a crime against us.
Well, they did.
What they did essentially was, in the end, they tore our house down.
They tore your house
down? Did this.
We were ushered out, told to get out. We had still had furniture in there, things in there, records, everything. Everything practically. We were living in the house, and I went to this judge that they had, and I said, "We live in a house. We had lived there for 30 years. The house was totally paid for, free and clear." And you see, we were in our 70s. This was a year ago when the ultimate thing came down, and this cruddy judge, this thing squatting on a bench. This is corrupt as a city. In fact, I found out later this judge was working with the city, and we weren't the only ones that they were doing this to.
Did you say you were in your 70s, sir?
That the people were getting old, and the house was totally paid for. They would just issue a thing and said, "We are going to tear the house down." That's all simple. And then they make up a tale of woe, like the foundation is collapsing. They just make up lies.
Right,
they
blighted.
And no matter what you could do... The court would pay no attention to the fact that they would have a guy there. He's got a gun on. He's a gunslinger, and he starts coming towards you with a mean look in his eye if you open your mouth.
So did you say you were in your 70s?
What they did, they threw us out. Me and my wife. And my,
are you? Did you say that you and your wife, sir, are in your 70s? I didn't quite catch that.
Pardon?
What is the age of you and your wife? Are you in your
70s? We were in our 70s. We're still in our 70s. Okay, this started when we were about 70 years old.
How long ago was this that they threw you out?
Well, just a lie. As I say, we found out later they were doing this to a lot of people all over the city. I contacted a guy that was on a committee in the city, and he said they're doing this to all kinds of old people. They don't pick on young people, they pick on old people, where the houses be totally paid for.
Where did you go afterwards?
They evidently want to get a hold of it or something. Ultimately, they tore it down. They got a hold of the bare lot.
So they just showed up? They didn't sell them
the bare lot. What they did, my son, he wouldn't leave. So they came. He sent the police in there, and they tasered him.
Wow.
Believe this?
Now, had you been paying property taxes, or had you stopped?
Oh, it was all paid. Everything was paid. No,
wow.
Everything was paid.
So they took this because they said the house was blighted?
No. No, I'll tell you what they ultimately said was the foundation is going to collapse. A total lie.
So they were trying to save you, huh?
Pardon?
They claimed they were trying to do you a favor, huh?
Well, I lost the house was sellable at the time. It was in '02. Mm. It was sellable for at least $125,000.
Did they cut you a check? Did they even cut you a check, or did they just take it? What did they?
Pardon?
Did they cut you a check or give you any money at all?
They want money for tearing it down, which amounts to $9,000.
Dear God.
Wow.
And so what do you think? Just speculate here for a second.
I called a lot of people. I called Alex Jones at the time and other people, and nobody responded. I put up signs. My son put up signs. And you know what? The people around there, they didn't give a damn. A couple people came and gave us sympathy, but that's all.
Sure, it's not happening to them.
They can just pretend like it doesn't exist.
Couldn't get
any help anyway. I went to the state senator. He just laughed.
Where, where did you go after that? Did you go live with your son, or what happened there?
You just moved. Huh. My wife is living with my daughter.
Just for a second, will you speculate?
But they tasered my son. Honest to God.
Elias, hang on for just a moment. I'm not going.
Elias, why do you think it is that they want to? They tore down your house. What do they want with the lot? What are they doing? What's the end game?
There was a cop that moved in just next door. He had a vacant lot there.
Uh-huh.
He was evidently in on it.
Okay.
Yeah. You had a poll with the judge. And at first it went to the city judge. But they threw it out. They threw the case out. Then they went to the circuit court, state circuit court, where they had a they had this judge who was in their pocket. Now, I'll tell you why I knew that, because on the paper that they sent me, the original judge was obliterated, and they put this other one on top of it.
Elias, you're running short on time. I just have a couple more questions for you. It sounds like an awful situation, but it's totally believable.
Right.
So how long ago was this occurred?
This has been going on since 2002.
So you had your house stolen from you, Elias. You had your house stolen from you in 2002, so it's been 6 years?
No, it wasn't stolen at that time. No.
When did they take your house from you?
They came up with this fantastic thing about the house, that it was going to collapse. Well, there was nothing wrong with the foundation. In fact, the next day we went back and looked at it, they had smashed it all down into the basement. But the basement
they
walls,
smashed the foundation?
Basement walls were all standing.
So
they implied
that... When was it that this happened? I'm still trying to figure that out. When did they take your house from you?
The ultimate thing, the judge said, told them it's okay to go ahead and do it. And
what did
I said,
you say, a year
what
ago?
What are you talking about?
Okay,
and this guy
so what has happened to the property since then, Elias?
Shut up.
Elias, what has happened to the property since that time? Is there something new there?
Well, the city's got it now.
So the city
got it. They took it for the cost of the prosecution.
Oh, so was this an eminent domain situation?
The cost to tear the thing down, which is almost $10,000. I didn't pay him the money. I said, I wouldn't pay you a plug.
Good
nickel.
For you. Yeah, I wouldn't pay him either.
Well, but they
got
the lot.
There's nothing you can do.
Right, but they haven't done anything with it yet. They're just sitting on the lot, basically.
It's empty. Well, I suppose they're going to sell it.
Mm.
It'll go to the sheriff, and they'll sell it.
Yeah, they'll sell it to
the guy next door. Cop next door is going to get it.
You're probably right about
sure.
that.
They're nothing but criminals. All of them. They're criminals. I've heard this from other places.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a city over here named
you
Warren.
You could have filled in any name of any city,
there's a
and
city
I would have
in Warren.
You.
There's a guy in Warren. They're doing the same thing to him. He has a commercial property.
This
and
is what
to
happens when
thing.
You give people power. They use it and they wield it over innocent people who've never harmed another person. I'm so sorry
sure,
that happened to
you.
Thank you for the call tonight, Elias. We appreciate it. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I know he had a lot more to say, but
wouldn't you be
out.
Frustrated and crazy, you know, over if that was, I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I can totally get what happened. They said, oh, yeah, this basement will never do. Sorry, you're going to have to, we're going to have to tear this house down. And, at that point, it diminishes the value of what he had. He can't, he can no longer live in it also.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they take it away. But they know that nobody's going to pay them for demolishing their house.
Yeah,
who's going to do that? What kind of craziness is that? And so, they get the lot.
And then you run away to another corrupt town, and who knows what they'll do to you next. This is why it's time we stopped cooperating with these goons. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's AlkaVita Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We just took a phone call a moment ago from an older gentleman who had had an absolutely nightmarish experience with his city government, where they literally stole his house from him and gave him nothing in return. And there's another story that involves an older member of the American population. And, Gardner, you have that. I want you to share that with us in one moment. But first, need to tell you that Soviet-style central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You can choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate. So when someone who has been through government oppression, someone who was a survivor, as I understand your story that you're going to tell us here, someone who was a survivor of the Holocaust has something to say about what's happening in America, you should pay attention as far as the police state is concerned, because we talk about it on this show. We talk about the police state of America. We ask the question, which we'd like to ask them, and that is that, well, if you don't believe it's a police state today, what would it take to get you to believe that it's a police state? And that's a good question, because it helps people think about the issue and really try to figure out what their onus of criteria is in order to believe that this is a police state.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe that the United States government or that this America that we live in today is a police state, then listen to what the people who have experienced police states have to say. It's chilling.
It shakes people up a lot. But, Ian, remember, this is America.
It can't happen here.
We can't have a police state.
And I'm sure they say that in other countries too. And I'm sure that whatever country it is that has the police state doesn't say, and the police state brought to you by.
Yeah. and even if we do, it's for the best. Mm. You know. Yeah.
What happened?
Just a quick aside. It's sort of like when my friend Nadia from Siberia came here. What really frightened people when she came on my show was when she talked about how our governor in his State of the State address sounded like one of the old communist politicians.
Yep.
That got my management a little freaked out.
That sort of commentary really is the most chilling to me. I mean,
yeah.
It's chilling enough to actually watch the awful big government things that are going on, the oppression, the tyranny, the no-knock raids, the gun confiscations, the checkpoints that are north of the border, I mean, these internal checkpoints.
Right.
There's just so much scary police state stuff going on. But when I hear the words of someone who has experienced it before,
right.
and I hear them say, look out, that really chills me. That really tells me something is happening here, and we better do something sooner rather than later. But what is
Listen
this story?
To this. Yeah, thank you, Ian. Here's the story. This comes out of Florida. You can find it, and you can find a Google search on this. One's from the PalmBeachPost.com. Friday, April 18th. Her children can't explain exactly what set off a 74-year-old grandmother of nine as she passed through security at Palm Beach International Airport.
Which makes it sound like she's just gone crazy.
Exactly,
right.
The way this woman is writing this. Now, if you read an alternate version, like if you go to Bureau Crash, you'll see Bureau Crash as this written. Yesterday, Elena Reichman, a 74-year-old grandmother and Holocaust survivor from Florida, was arrested after not complying with TSA agents. Sari Koshetz, a spokesperson for TSA, noted that Reichman, quote, refused to remove the items from her pockets. Think about that.
She's a dangerous woman.
Yeah.
Clearly.
And it's as they say here, because Reichman failed to empty the contents in her pockets when commanded by an agent of the state, she was placed behind bars. Well, this article from the Palm Beach Post doesn't really address this at first. They continue. They say she allegedly shoved a sheriff's deputy away from her. It was
now this has happened to me. I've gone through the TSA and been surrounded by these goons.
Yeah.
You know, I can totally understand where she's coming from. I knew better, but the guy was on me and said, "You got a problem with that?
Yeah.
Huh?
What are you going
to
do?"
He wanted you to start.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he wants. And you know, they get in your space and all this other stuff. And I can.
And they're trained.
You
to
aren't
do
74.
It.
I mean, I could understand some big guy wanting to start something
right.
with you, but a 74-year-old grandmother.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't like she gave him a shove. What are you going to do about it? I'm sure it's just, I'm sure it's like, hey, get away from me.
Yeah,
get away.
Absolutely. And to think that they had to arrest a woman who's 74, I could see a muscular guy like Mark, who, of course, all the women want to see without a shirt. I could see a guy like Mark, you know, if he got in a shoving match with somebody, Mark could be a pretty powerful shoving guy. A 74-year-old woman is not. And particularly when you consider, here's the rest of the paragraph, it was something about the U.S. Transportation Security Administration screeners asking Elena Reichman to take the safety pins out of her pockets and the Holocaust survivor worrying about the money the pins held. But from all the confusion at the airport Wednesday, the fallout was certainly concrete. Reichman missed her flight to New York for Passover and instead took a trip to the Palm Beach County Jail on charges of battery on a law enforcement officer, a third-degree felony.
Bunch of crap.
So that's why they arrested her? Because she touched a cop?
Yeah. Didn't touch him.
Yeah. I would love to hear the details of exactly what surrounded that.
Check this out. Standing outside of Big Trouble bail bonds on Thursday afternoon. This is like something out of a Carl Hyacinth novel.
It's Pulp Fiction.
It's crazy. Elmer Leonard could have written this. Standing outside of Big Trouble bail bonds on Thursday afternoon, the Boca Raton woman pulled up her sleeves and showed finger-sized bruises on her arms. In a soft Romanian accent.
Oh, my gosh. So she's got bruises on her arms. You'd think the cop touched her. And then she shoved him. See, this is the
thing.
She
clearly did it herself.
Whatever it is they do is okay. Whatever you do is a charge.
It's incredible. They have a picture of this woman.
Hmm. I'd like to see the cop's arm. Or his chest.
Yeah.
Where he got shoved.
It's incredible. It says here, she said she spent... this is what they did to me. Mm. Reichman said she spent 3 years in a labor camp as a youngster.
On
Thursday, she compared her airport experience to that time. But sheriff's officials stressed that the deputy who arrested Reichman wanted only to calm her.
Oh, yeah.
That's how she got the bruises?
Well, it's amazing the way they train people to avoid these situations.
Yeah, nothing's more calming than a cop
bruising her body.
Nothing's more calming than a hulking cop with a gun
away.
On his hip.
I don't know whether they train police to calm people or not, but it seems to me that they the evidence is what I see in the news is that cops are trained to escalate the situation.
Yeah.
To see if they can get
yes.
you to jump up
yes.
to that next
they
level.
They want you
of,
because exactly
they
and
want
you know
an arrest.
What? You know what? If they have a picture of this woman and I'm looking at this picture and I know you know I don't it's not sort of some sort of weird cosmic connection, but if I could meet this woman, I'm looking at this photograph right now, I'd say, you know what? Good for you, woman. You kept that juice going from when you were a kid
yeah.
in a stinking concentration camp, and you had some other brute coming up to you.
They never beat
maybe,
her down. Good
yeah,
for her.
Maybe he wasn't gonna take your life, but you know what? You ended up behind bars anyway. You did the right thing.
You know, I'm actually kind of saddened by the first paragraph when they start out the story by saying that her grandchildren couldn't explain mm-hmm. why. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that tells me that she hasn't spent very much time with the grandchildren, or hasn't mm-hmm. really expressed to her grandchildren. How important freedom is or anything like that. She probably doesn't communicate very well with her grandchildren.
It says to me really bad reporting is what it says.
Well, no, they probably called the grandchildren for comment and they're, well, I don't know why she'd do something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe it's because she hasn't really explained to them what happened to her or they don't really understand why refusing to obey is a good thing. And so it could be a failing of just how the kids were raised there rather than a comment about how they feel about it.
You know, there's even more here. Reichman had trouble breathing and was hospitalized before being jailed Wednesday.
Wow.
She also fell and injured her knee sometime between her arrest Wednesday and her release on $3,000 bond.
Is that it?
Yeah, well, essentially, yeah. That's it. And there are comments from readers. So there you go.
I would love to hear more from her as far as, you know, how she felt. It sounds like the news agency didn't really do much more than look at her bruises.
Yeah, looks like it.
Yeah, pay real close attention to this stuff, folks. I mean, if somebody who's been through the police state in another country tells you, hey, look out, it's happening here, you should really pay attention. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can buy some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy virtually anything. You can buy Gardner Goldsmith's book.
Hey!
Yeah. Which is called Live Free or Die.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah, you can do if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, you can purchase pretty much anything you need. Books, groceries now, I mean, furniture, electronics, you name it, they probably sell it. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience. I haven't been to the Live Free or Die page in a while, Gardner. Have you checked and seen if anybody's written any reviews or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, there are a couple more reviews up there.
Oh, cool.
I was really happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
People are liking it. So
it's good when you get the reviews because then the products... Occasionally, I will click on products on Amazon and they're so new or the seller is so brand new or whatever that... There are no reviews yet, and I always feel like, no reviews.
It's all reputation.
Yeah, I really like the reviews, so it's important to have those.
Yeah.
It's good that you've got them.
And I was able to meet one of the people who wrote one of the reviews, the first review that was up there. And I was like, oh, that was so cool. She goes, oh, I liked your book so much, and your dad's stuff in there is great. I'm like, oh, thanks. And there are a couple of ones over now, so maybe I'll bump into those folks someday and thank them, too.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you're probably going to go to Porkfest, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
I'm sure you'll get the chance to sign some books there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, by the way, Gardner hosts his own, radio show.
Yeah.
And it's a weekday radio show, and you can get it. I heard your streaming was messed up today, but you can get a podcast version. It's
at libertyconspiracy.com. Yeah, and with a few clicks, hopefully people can get signed up if they want to subscribe, and we've got information up there. We'll have all sorts of stuff. I just got back from Pittsburgh, so we're just catching up on the website now.
But it's not your stream that was broken, it's the radio station.
Yeah.
What can you do about that, right?
Yeah, precisely.
All right, let's go to the phone calls here. Lee in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Good day.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'll tell you what I read and heard back in the mid to late 70s about a true police state was technically it's when more than 50% of the people work for the government. Right now we're running pretty close, somewhere a little over 52%. Obviously you don't want to be against anything that would affect your position. Montana Fred could tell you to the thousandths of a decimal place, but anyway,
yeah, he
He knows. Yeah, he's retired. That's what
now,
he does. But anyway,
point of information on that, Lee. The 52% number, as I understand it, is people that not only work for the federal government, but also includes people who will, for instance, receive a contract from the federal government and anyone who receives a paycheck from those contracts. So anyone who's sort of tangentially getting money, one step removed from the federal government is also, I think, included.
Yeah, that was the point. Back in those days, however long ago it was, I was young, was that when you look at people that have government contracts, let's say you make parts for Bradley's or the helicopters or anything, this is right after the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all have a vested interest. So machine shops, metal suppliers, on and on. So the number really drops down into the 30s. And I've seen 39 to 41.2% back then. So we've expanded so much, and especially in the last 5 or 6 years, that makes our job almost impossible to get people to vote for something that's putting food on their table.
Yeah. Well, this is why voting will never be the solution to our problems here. The system cannot be fixed by working in the system, and that's why I think that when we've seen instances of market-based activism, it seems to be so powerful to me, far more powerful. One small instance of market-based activism, I think, can be more powerful than an entire political campaign. And
they've made it a point to ship all our industry offshore to, you know, even limit that. And the unions, they haven't had any power since the 70s, and they beat them to a pulp. So it's a real easy thing to throw in your towel, but, you know, I just say you got to keep plugging and keep throwing it at them.
Well,
but that's the technical definition. It's a 50-50, but in reality, it's about a 35.
Well, now, yeah, the actual number of people working for the government, or at least all governments in America, is significant. I think we read numbers. It's over 25 million Americans are actually employed by governments in America, and it's higher than any other industry category. So it may not be over 50% at this point, but it is over and above every single industry category. More people are employed by the category of government than any other category in America. So we're well on the way to 50%.
So, we were on the way a long time ago. I've just watched it digress for the last 25 years, you know. So,
well, the question is, will it even get to that point? I mean, can the society, the productive, those remaining productive people, actually support that many government bureaucrats, or will it crash before
Americans are very productive.
Look at our deficit. You know, that kind of tells us that we really can't support that.
Right.
But, you know, they all think they're golden. They're, you know, got the golden parachute. Well, I work for the government. I can't get laid off. I work for Bonneville Power. I can't have a, you know, on and on and on. Anything, anywhere, city council guys.
Yeah. Well, when the gang disbands, then they're going to be left hanging in the wind. And, you know, they don't realize that now. But inevitably, once the gang is gone, all of their promises are gone, too. Lee, thanks for the call.
Let me just say this one thing.
Yeah.
Our local government employees, State Forest Service to road workers and stuff, many, many call the local stations, and they understand. They believe. So there is some hope that, you know, it just isn't us. It could be any state. They understand that, boy, my job just isn't locked in like it was when I started when I was 24.
I'm glad to hear that. They better start saving up.
Well,
let's keep our
fingers crossed and go from there. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. 800-259-9231. You feel kind of bad because most of the bureaucrats, they just wanted a job. You know, they just wanted a job so they could get health care and so they could have retirement. And
it looks easy.
It's pretty easy. And so that's why they're there. And so you feel bad. I mean, from a human perspective, when you're talking about getting rid of all these government programs and making it so essentially that all the promises these people have received from the government, if you just work for us for 20 years and we'll take care of you for the rest of your life, this sweet pension here just waiting for you. If the government is dissolved and people aren't paying taxes anymore, then not going to be a pension for you, I'm afraid. But that's what happens when you contract with a gang of thugs. Mm. You know, the gang can make whatever promises it wants to you. Same thing with people that are getting, you know, welfare payments or Social Security or whatever other kind of payments they're getting from the government. You know the rules can change at any old time.
And you know, with government deficit spending, we have victims who haven't even been born yet. yeah, that are being preyed upon. And it makes it even easier for government to sucker people in, give them these sorts of jobs. It's sort of the path of least resistance for many people, I think, is to say, oh, let's just go along with this system. I'll get that job. I'll be, you know, I'm a simple person. I want to just get a job, raise a family. Yeah, I like to help people. I'll get involved in the bureaucracy, and that's what's in front of me, so I'll dive in there. The alternatives are so strange and foreign to them, I think. It's really troubling. I like what you said, Ian, about how we're not going to change this through voting. You know,
it hasn't changed yet.
It's a private initiative. Market ways of doing things. That's the way to do it.
So that's one of the reasons why this concern for the human side of the equation. Because these are people. They may seem like cold, heartless bureaucrats, but that's just because of the incentives of the job they're working in. They could be caring individuals working in a market-based organization, and that's what we inevitably would want for them. But I still feel like the transition should be as easy as possible for them. That way we can't be seen as evil. So I think that the proposal that I've made, and I've yet to hear a better idea, is valid. And I don't know if you've heard this yet, Carter, so I would love your thoughts. Mm-hmm. The idea is to simply give the bureaucracies to the bureaucrats. The schools, for instance. Perfect example.
Schools are a great example. They have a tendency to cost the most for communities. Sure. It costs so much to run one of them.
Yeah.
So, I think Ian's idea is very good.
You give shares to all of the bureaucrats and give it equally. So that way the administrators get the same share as the janitor.
Okay.
And then they have then full democratic control. You know how they love democracy.
Oh,
they have full democratic control over their school, and they can set whatever policies they want. They can sell their shares to whomever they want to, and it will immediately it will become a market-based
But they would
business.
No longer have a monopoly
on anything.
Being able to get people's money against their will, or monopoly not open to competition.
Right. In theory, that same idea would happen with every bureaucracy. Some of them would have marketplace functions, like education is wanted in a marketplace, so they might be able to find customers. But, some other nonsense government board sitting in a government building that's completely useless, well, they'll get their buildings and their cars, and then they can sell their share to the buildings and the cars and, get a cash payment at least to get them out the door and get back into society.
In a way, psychologically, this is also an improvement, too, because it brings people closer to reality. The whole idea is competition, the real world, is better for us, not only because it makes us compete and we become more productive, but because it brings us closer to reality. When you've got that insulation where you can tax somebody who hasn't even been born yet, that's not real. That's a fantasy world.
1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. We've got to talk about 420. I know, it's the 21st, but it's as close as we can get. And a major smokeout.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.